Ricky was the most fun, most energetic, most hardworking thinker, musician, but most of all, he was a brother and friend. There was a time I remember when, you know, something hadn't gone my way somewhere and I was going through a really, really tough time, and, you know, he made sure to show his love publicly, but, you know, just sending you that text message or coming to you in your dressing room and telling you to never ever let people see you down. Keep fighting until the end, because it is a hard battle. Depression, you know, your mental well-being, and everything of the sorts. I think the one thing we can learn from Ricky is to roll with the punches. He always knew how to light up a room. He had the most outlandish outfits. but most of all, I think we'll remember him for just how his eyes lit up a room and how it was always about family and the people he loved the most. I think as artists, the one thing we need to take from him is that unity, respect for one another, putting each other on, helping each other, and once in a while, giving each other that little hug that we might need, you know, when we're going through a tough time, whether it's on social media or, you know, just in life, you know. Ricky was always a human being, and that's what I'll always remember about him, his humility and his crutch. He was always a crutch for everybody around him. It's start asking each other if we're okay, sitting down, talking, helping each other through the psychological battles we may have with life. So RIP to Boss Lonke, definitely a legend for the book, somebody who has to go down in history as one of the most impactful artists in South Africa and in Africa. And condolences to his wife and his family, and to everybody who's lost during this time.